Being joined on Radio on the Go Sports by Applington Parkersburg softball coach Travis Walker. We are talking about the recently completed 2025 season. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. When it comes to just looking back on the year as a whole, you know, ends up being a 3-22 season, and you guys had some injuries to crucial players that I know really created some challenges for you guys. Just kind of want to get your thoughts on how you're, you know, ultimately able to navigate the season, a year where unfortunately seemed like, you know, for things because things out of control, kind of difficult to pick up momentum along the way.
Yeah, you know, wins and losses wise, it was a frustrating year, obviously, but there was obviously a lot of contributing factors to that one loss record, you know, with key injuries, particularly to our pitching staff. So, you know, it was definitely a grind to kind of make it all the way through the year with our pitching difficulties and the injuries we faced. But, you know, overall, I still had a great season with the kids, and it was a great group of girls, and they really competed to the best of their ability, and just a really fun group to be around, regardless of, you know, the one loss record.
You bet. And when it comes to some personnel things for you guys, the fact that you were able to, you know, find a couple of other players to almost literally save your season in the middle of the summer. Just tell me a little bit about that. I know Ellie Reins and Zoe Uhlenhop were able to really come in and help you guys out in a pinch there in the middle of the summer.
Yeah, you know, Ellie and Zoe had a busy summer planned, and they weren't out for the team at the beginning of the year, but obviously they're two tremendous kids and really stepped up to help the team out just to finish the year. And it's kind of sounds dramatic to say, but they literally did save the season. I mean, there would have been games we couldn't have played without their help and their contributions. And I was just super, super happy that they came out and helped us out. And I'll, you know, definitely indebted to them. So it worked out that way. But in the end, we just competed with who we had, and we made the best of it.
Yeah, so when it comes to more personnel-wise, when it comes to the pitching, after Ada Switzer was injured toward the middle part of June, you had kind of were able to split time with Eva Walker and Aubrey Williamson for the most part here throughout the rest of the season. Tell me about you know, those two kind of taking over those responsibilities on the mound, knowing that, you know, those are two returning players for next year, getting that great experience, even though things maybe didn't go as well as they had maybe hoped.
Yeah, you know, Aubrey and Eva both keep us competitive, in most games. And we really ran into some, with our conference doubleheaders, you know, we ran into some roadblocks there and some overuse things with Eva. And so, you know, that in turn kind of, created some injury risk there, so we had to kind of make some decisions down the stretch to kind of put her on the shelf for a little bit, and that really then obviously put some undue burden on Aubrey to have to pitch a lot for us and kind of be our workhorse through a week or two there. So, you know, in the end, the workload was just a little too much for the pitching that we had available, and we we made the best of it, you know, with what we had. But in the end, I think it was just a lot. So we had to shut down Eva for a couple weeks with some knee issues. And then, you know, she was, it kind of worked out timely though, because we were able to go back to her in the postseason game, which, you know, we didn't play particularly well at, but, having her on the shelf there for a short period of time to kind of heal up a little bit and give us a couple of decent innings in the postseason game was kind of the best we could do once Aubrey went down with injury.
When it comes to the all-conference selections, Eva Walker makes it to the NICL Central first team in the shortstop position. Jordan Trueblood is on the second team in the outfield, actually, and Avery Freund, an honorable mention selection. So just kind of want to get your thoughts on those three, you know, especially for Jordan to be able to make the all-conference team despite, having her season cut short as well.
Yeah. Jordan, definitely she bowed out there at the end with a wrist injury, but was able to, have enough success in the games that she played in to land on that second team as an outfielder. And what a nice way for her to finish up her career as a senior. So was really happy we were able to get her on that second team. And yeah, obviously Eva had a really good year in conference, batted over 600 and definitely put together a really strong season. and played a really quality shortstop for us. So, you know, I was really happy with them. And then obviously Avery, you know, it would have been nice to get Avery on a first or a second team, but the catching position is very competitive in our pod and our conference. So that, you know, that became tough. And when you don't have a very good win loss record, then you kind of get slotted down a little further on the pecking order there. But just really happy we could get those honors for those three kids. They definitely were deserving.
And when it comes to your seniors here this year, we've talked about a couple of them already, you know, with Jordan and Avery as well. But, you know, can't forget about Avery, Ada Switzer. She was one of those that, you know, was on varsity, I believe, for pretty much all five seasons that she was able to play as well. If you can kind of, you know, tell me just a little bit about those three, their legacy here with this program.
Yeah, Ada, you know, definitely was just a huge, huge piece of what, you know, we were able to accomplish here over the last several seasons. She had a great career, and, you know, unfortunately it didn't end the way she wanted with an injury, but, you know, that's just competitive sports. Unfortunately, those things kind of pop up. So, just overall, I've been working with that group of seniors for 6-7 years now, and they've just always been hard workers and love softball and gave everything they had to the program and battled through a lot of adversity, you know, through their careers as well. So just credit to those kids for being so resilient and just always showing up to the ballpark with great attitudes and, you know, doing what it takes to keep our program moving forward.
And then on the flip side, for, you know, the juniors on down here this season, what would be some of the, you know, biggest lessons to be had or some of the biggest areas of growth to be had from some of the experiences, you know, throughout this season?
Yeah, you know, I think we have some very nice, very nice players, you know, that are in key roles for us. I think our biggest challenge is obviously going to be our numbers in the program overall. We've got, two or three classes with only one or two kids. So it's going to be, you know, very, very challenging to get some more kids out for softball at AP. So, yeah, obviously you have a lot of hope and, you do your best to field a competitive product and make sure we are competitive day in and day out. So, I'm hopeful that, you know, we could see some potential growth there, but like I said, the numbers in some of those classes just aren't there.
All right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts you want to share about this season or about the program before we wrap up here today?
No, I think, like I said, I appreciate your coverage all summer, it's been a rewarding experience for me. I love coaching these kids, and, you know, it's definitely something that we hope to continue to do moving forward.
All right, that's AP softball coach Travis Walker joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Yep, thanks, Jamo.